Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. How do you praise God? Do you sing? Do you tell Him? Do you pray to Him and tell Him how amazing He is? Do you share His blessings with others? God loves to hear our praises. Let's praise Him today.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Hey, boys and girls. Paul and Silas had just told the jailer about Jesus, and he wanted to know how he could be saved. We're going to continue that story today and find out if the leaders of the town, if they started to feel bad because they had not treated Paul and Silas the way they should have. Before we get started, let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, we want to be like You. As we learn and we read, help us to grow in favor with You. Help us to learn more. In Jesus' name, amen. It was still nighttime. Paul and Silas were talking with the jailer. Instead of being angry that they had been put into prison, what did they and the jailer do? Let's look it up. Acts chapter 16, verse 32 through 34. We are going to continue reading where we left off last time in Acts. Acts chapter 16, verse 32 through 34. Acts chapter 16, verse 32 through 34. Let's see what that says.
Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household.
Wow, isn't that exciting? A whole family had learned about Jesus. And you know what? They were baptized that night. When morning came, the city officers sent a message telling the jailer to let Paul and Silas go free. But when the jailer told them the good news, he must have been surprised at what Paul and Silas said. They were not like, oh, yippee, let's get out of here. No, we're going to see what they said in verse 35. 36 and 37. Acts chapter 16, verse 35, 36 and 37. If you need more time, just press pause, and when you're ready, press play again, and we'll read that together. Acts chapter 16, verse 35 through 37.
And when it was day, the magistrate sent the officers, saying, "Let those men go." So the keeper of the prison reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart, and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us into prison. And now do they put us out secretly? No, indeed, let them come themselves and get us out."
Uh-oh. The city officials had not known that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens. When they beat them and put them into prison without a trial, they had broken the Roman law. And that was very serious. Have you ever broken a law and it was very serious? Like maybe you took something at a store that didn't belong to you? Well, many people knew what had happened. And Paul wanted those people to be told the truth. They must know that Paul and Silas were innocent. When the city officers found out what a terrible thing they had done, they were frightened. No wonder. They knew that they could get into big trouble. No wonder they were humble when they came and talked to Paul and Silas. Look at verse 38 and 39. We already read 35, 36, and 37. Now we're going to read the very next verse, 38 and 39. Here's what it says.
And the officers told these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. Then they came and pleaded with them and brought them out and asked them to depart from the city.
Do they sound apologetic? Do they sound like they feel bad and that they were very humbled? Yes. As they talked with the city officers, Paul and Silas, they didn't leave Philippi at once. They didn't say, okay, see you later. They went back to Lydia's home for a while before they left to preach in other places. After they left, many people heard the jail miracle story and they learned about Jesus. Look at verse 40. Let's read verse 40 together. Acts chapter 16, verse 40.
And so they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed.
Wow. Can God bring good things out of bad things? He can. So often we look at the bad things that happen and we get upset, we get angry, we get mad. But yet God can use those bad things that happen to bring about good and to help others. There's a story about a missionary pilot. He was flying his airplane in Peru. And in Peru, that's in South America, there's lots of jungle, lots of mountains. And he would transport things and people in his mission pilot. Now, one day, one of the government officials came and said, I have a small tiger. It was like an ocelot, a small tiger, that I need to have transported to the capital city. And I know that you fly there a lot. Would you be able to take this tiger for me? Now, the mission pilot did not want to take the tiger because when he looked at that basket, the homemade basket with the tiger inside, he could see its glowing eyes. And they said, oh, it is no problem. It is safe. It will not get out. This mission pilot was not so sure about that. But he had been told that he needed to go along with the government officials as much as possible to maintain or to keep good relations so that they would be able to do their mission work. Because if some of the government officials got upset or angry, they could shut down the whole work of telling people about Jesus. So this pilot kind of had a decision to make. He looked at the tiger and he looked at the basket and he said, are you sure it can't get out? And the official said, no, no, it won't get out. So he said, all right, I'll take it to the capital city. So they loaded the tiger in, they loaded other supplies, and guess what else was loaded in? Chickens. The chickens were not in cages, they were tied together by these vines, their feet, all together, kind of like, I don't know if you've ever seen like a bananas on a banana plant, how they're kind of all together on that stalk. It was like that with the chickens, they were all tied together. Well, the pilot got in the airplane, took off, and he was flying along, and it was such a nice day, perfect flying condition, perfect weather. Oh, the pilot was just having such a nice time. And all of a sudden, he heard a low growl. And he looked over his shoulder, and he saw that the tiger had escaped. Oh, no! The tiger was going after the chickens, and they were just sitting there. So the chickens realized that there was an enemy, and have you ever heard or seen a fox in a hen house? The chickens go crazy, and there's feathers everywhere, and there's clucking, and there's flapping of their wings, and it's horrible. Well, that's what happened inside this cockpit of the airplane, 3,000 feet above the ground. Feathers exploded everywhere as the tiger was trying to capture these chickens, and it wasn't hard. Pretty soon, the pilot could hear him chewing on a chicken. Well, he hoped, okay, maybe the tiger will be satisfied with the chicken. Then he felt a bump under his seat. And then he felt the tiger swipe at his leg. He kicked as hard as he could, and the tiger yowled and then kind of slunk back. But then he could feel it bump under his seat again, and he took his canteen and he threw water at it, kind of under the seat. But he was feeling trapped, and he prayed. He said, "Oh, Lord, help me. What am I going to do?" And at that moment, he saw way down below, along the river's edge, was a little village. So he circled the plane and dropped it down. It was one of those float planes that could land on water. And he came up, and he landed right next to this village. And all the people came out because they're in the middle of the jungle, and here's this airplane, and it just came out of the sky. And he yelled out the window. He said, "Help, I have a tiger on the loose in here." And so they all came and they got some vine and they opened the door and they were able to capture the tiger and make sure that he was tied tightly and put back in the basket. And when the pilot, when he was talking to the chief of this village, the chief said, "We are so glad you are here. One of our best hunters. He fell and he got hurt. He has a broken leg and he needs to go to the hospital in the capital city. But we cannot take him because it is days and days and days through the jungle. Can you take him for us?" And the pilot smiled and he said, "Yes, I will take him." At that moment, the pilot realized that bad thing that had happened, God had used so that he could pick up this hunter and take him to the city where the hospital could treat him. Boys and girls, God can always bring good out of bad. God always needs people, kids, adults, everyone to spread his message of love to others. Can we do that today? I hope so. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, help us when things are not going right, when things maybe seem pretty bad. Help us to look to you and to trust that you can bring good things out of bad. Come into our hearts, Lord. Help us to look for the good, to look for you and your fingerprints all over our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. It is our last day for our memory verse. I hope you've been enjoying it. I know I have. The other day I woke up and I was humming the memory verse song as I was laying there in bed waking up. I was like, wow, I'm singing the memory verse song right here. It was the first thing I thought about. I hope you're enjoying it and I hope that you're hiding God's word in your heart.
Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. You and your household. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.